Scott Engel here with Chase Anderson and the Brewers. Chase, you had a real breakthrough season last year. What do you feel the keys were? Was anything different in mechanic or pitch selection?
I think you're just having more pitches to go to with the cutter and the curveball consistently. And, you know, Derek Johnson, our pitching coach, has helped me a lot with that, to modify the grip of my curveball, to really implement the cutter and stick with it. And, you know, add a little velo, that helped too. I think the biggest thing is just having four pitches to go out there every 5 days to compete against the competitors definitely boosts your confidence, so it gives you more options.
And also, right, you feel that helps you last longer into games because you can give hitters more looks?
Yeah, for sure. You hit the nail on the head right there. Just, you know, you can go through the lineup hopefully three times, hopefully four times, to get in the ninth inning. And I think the biggest thing, like you said, is to have those weapons to give the hitters different looks every time they come up there with a different first pitch, a way to finish a guy, how to get ahead of guys, all kinds of different things. So definitely helps with getting deeper into ball games.
How important is it to have that type of arsenal when you pitch in what's generally considered as a hitter's park?
Yeah, Milwaukee definitely is more of the lean towards the hitter's way. But I enjoy pitching there. I love our fans. I love our home crowd. So being a part of that, the whole environment, and you know, but it makes you really get more focused to make your pitches and try not to miss by much. And if you do miss, you're possibly gonna pay for it. So for me, it definitely helps me get into that kind of hyper focus mode to pitch when you pitch in parks like that, to try to really to make your margin for error a lot less.
So after last year, a lot of people regard you, at least from the outside, as the ace of the team. Do you feel you're the ace of the team? That it's your job to go out there, you know, and maybe stop a losing streak, et cetera. Do you feel that sort of responsibility now?
Yeah, I think you're more just of a leader. But I think a lot of guys on our staff could feel that role. You know, Jimmy being down, he had a great year last year too, and hopefully get him back as soon as possible. And Zach won 17 games for us last season. So I just feel like I'm just trying to do my part. But, you know, I do feel like I can go out there, you know, if we're going through a little scuffle and try to in that, and I know other guys can do the same thing as well. So I think for me, just to continue to stay humble and continue to do what I've done in this game so far, just kind of helped me to this position. And you know, I don't really consider myself the ace. A lot of guys joke around here with me, call me, you know, Chase the ace, that kind of thing. But I think for me, just you know, it's cool to have the respect of your teammates, but I think for me, any of the guys on our staff can do the job. So I just enjoy just going out there every 5 days and competing and getting our team a chance to win. That's kind of the main goal, is to hopefully win every game you pitch.
You do have four pitches, though, like you said. Was there anything you were working on in spring training that you brought into the season that's working early for you?
Yeah, my changeup was kind of off in spring training, and that's kind of been my go-to pitch for my whole career. And it's been really good for me the last couple of starts. And the cutter has been very helpful when you got a righty up there sitting 2-0 licking his chops, looking for a heater, you know, middle of the plate, middle of the way. And I can tell the cutter looks the same and just kind of goes off. They run out of barrel. So that's definitely those two pitches have been pretty good for me right now. I'm still working on trying to get that fastball command where I want it. And the curveball, just probably need to throw a little bit more. But overall, I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot right now.
After last season, a lot of people, your profile was raised in fantasy baseball. People say, I want to have Chase Anderson on my fantasy baseball team. Not that you know how people play or how it works, but do you take it as a compliment that people would draft you?
Yeah, it's cool. I think one of my wife's friends' husbands actually goes, I'm drafting you again this year in fantasy baseball, so hopefully you can do the same thing you did last year. You know, it's just fun that people are kind of notice you that way, and they want you on their team. So it means you're doing good things. So I think the biggest thing is to continue that, continue to build off that. And my goal is not to try to repeat what I did the year before, but just to continue to build on that. And hopefully I can look back with that after Lord willing, a long career, and say, you know, I did everything I could to produce at a high level for a long time. So the name of this game is just consistency. So it's pretty cool when people do that for fantasy baseball.
Chase, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Nice meeting you.